This meeting is now being recorded.
Hello everyone. We need to start with our progress on Pashto and Persian, but unfortunately, Inam is not with us. He is traveling somewhere, so we will not be having information regarding LGR2 for Pashto. And I have not also listened from Persian, so I would request Abdul Munim to proceed with his presentation and report once it is uploaded.
Okay, Mr. Ahmed. Yeah, shall I start?
This is Mehka Momin, I just connected.
Yes, please.
Yes. Okay, Mr. Ahmed. My presentation, I have two presentations. The first one will be discuss the topic of universal acceptance in the MENA region. And the second presentation will be about email address internationalization. I will start with my presentation of UA in the MENA region. The executive summary of my presentation will be started from some statistics about MENA region, followed by how do users in this region accept domain IDN domain name, especially Arabic domain names, and the reality of the status now inside the MENA region is that the user doesn't accept. There is some issue for users that they make them don't accept Arabic IDN domain names. And then the actions, how is a recommendation how to improve this business or how to improve the universal acceptance of this Arabic domain name inside the region. Followed by, I will follow all of this by the study by Yorit, some topics about the study by Yorit inside my presentation, followed by that about samples of statistic cases that we did in the report of UAHG in regards to Arabic IDN domain. So the contents of my presentation will start by some statistics, followed by some details about MENA region, IDN usage, user perception, and go to inside the business of Arabic IDN domain names, and actions. This means recommendation. The Middle East and adjoining countries studies done by Yorit will be stated here for some actors. The third topic will be universal acceptance test cases. There will be a sample of test cases we did inside the report of USG test cases for Arabic domain name, followed by the task force for Arabic domain name progress, followed by question and answer. My statistics will be started by MENA, is the population of MENA region versus the world population. The MENA population is about 90% of MENA, of worldwide population. Other one, Arabic is ranked as the fourth popular language in the internet. So we have 185 million of internet users speaking Arabic. Yeah, the user's growth of internet through year 2000 to 2017, there is penetration of 32 for Arabic internet users. This is a large large percentage of Arabic internet users. Yeah, some statistics about the Arabic content versus worldwide content. There are 3% of worldwide content is only Arabic. It is a small amount. I will add here some the growth of IDN inside MENA region after I get some details from Emily. She promised that he will send me these details by today evening. About MENA region, this map sent by Mr. Ahmed, this contain all the countries that may use Arabic script in their language. We have for the MENA region, we have 22 Arab states and adjoining countries of Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Turkey. All these countries have a lot of diversity. Maybe this diversity may be through the income of the user, the internet. Is there how many number of internet users there? There are 12 countries that have IDN CCTLDs. We have 9,300 plus IDN registered domain names in CCTLDs of countries, including in this region. This is away from Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Turkey. But if we include Turkey inside this number, there are around 10,000 domain names under the second level, .tr, from Latin script. Arabic is the most spoken language in this area. MENA IDN usage. For example, we have Egypt. We have the number of ISK domain names is much greater. Is greater by more extent than IDN domain name. The same in Saudi Arabia and in Jordan and Morocco and Qatar and Tunisia and Emirates. Emirates have 250,000 ISK domain names. Also, they have only 1,900 IDN domain names. This means the IDN usage inside the MENA region is somehow low. So from there, I will start the universal acceptance, the main topic of my presentation. I will start this by a quote called, "A satisfied customer is the best business strategy for all." This means all things are related to the end user. So how do user accept Arabic domain names? For example, from this slide, for ISK user, they accept HTTP, DNSSE, .eg. For Arabic internet user, for me or all of you, I think instead of HTTP, internet in netra.mas, a pure RTL domain name, pure Unicode domain name. For email, there is abdulmanam@ntra.eg. For Arabic user, I expect UTF-8 RTL full email address, but the reality is different. So going direct to the reality we will see that HTTP netra.mas, this is LTR then followed by RTL, English followed by Arabic. Maybe one of you says that I can't see HTTP inside the browser. No, but if you copy this URL from one browser to another, you will see HTTP. Or if you copy this URL to into text editor, you will see that. For email, the mailbox will be displayed as xn-, ASCII compatible encoding format at netra.mas. This means English, which is xn-, followed by Arabic. So for the users, for MENA users, xn-- means what? Next slide. Many browsers, this is main ideas inside the users inside this region. For example, many browsers support IDN Arabic URLs, but sometimes URLs don't display consistently across all browsers. This means if you write Arabic UTF-8 Arabic domain name inside the browser, for example, Google Chrome, and copy it to another browser, it will display it. It will not display it correctly. Maybe it somehow hashes or somehow question marks. I can't use my ID in Arabic email to sign up to my social media account. Of course, you can't sign up with your Arabic email, so you can't sign in, of course. Only I will add the number of domain names here. Only 9,000 plus of MENA domains are IDNs, comparable with ASCII domain names. Almost 0% of the MENA region websites accept IDN Arabic email for registrations. Most of MENA people never heard about domain names in their local language. The negative cycle of this slide, for worldwide universal acceptance, the main reason for low user uptake. For MENA region, we have two main actors. We have low user awareness and limited user experience. All these two areas affect the low user uptake. For end user satisfaction, to make our user in MENA region dissatisfied with Arabic domain names, we have to notice all these elements. End user awareness of IDNs is low. We have limited user experience. We have some IDN literacy. There are universal acceptance issues with IDN. So going to inside the business of IDN domain names inside the region, I will go to this view in the MENA region, how user interact with I domain names, what about the ideas inside their minds. User expect domain names in ASCII. Most of times they search using the Arabic language culture. We have limited awareness about Arabic domain names. Even we have already domain names in IDNs. We said that it is limited, but limited number of activated Arabic domain names for Arabic content. Maybe one registered domain name, for example, netra.mas for English content website. This is not consistent. Arabic registration, we have, for example, we have 22 countries plus adjoining countries. We have limited number of IDN domain names. I think the maximum number of domain names for Saudi Arabia around 2,300, which is too low against 50,000 plus domain names in ASCII for SA. So what are the actions for that? What is the action we have to do against this low uptake of IDNs? First, we have to state the actors of our environment. The main actors of domain name industry environment inside our region or any region started from registry, registrars, content providers, developers, policymaker, registrant, and all of these should cooperate to make end user satisfaction. So in the middle of this diagram will be the end user. I will go into the details of every actor from these actors. For registries, I will have my presentation here from EURED study inside the region. They said that we have to develop long-term plans in how to increase user awareness, the benefits behind using IDN and where to start from, set a clear strategy and measurable goals, open the road for services upon IDNs like emails. Registry operators should design plans to cooperate with service providers for facilitating the IDN universal acceptance, as other registries have done, as a role model like KISA, the South Korean Registry Manager, enhancing the registry automation and opening for international registrars is essential to ensure long-term growth. International registrars can intensify local competition, lowering retail prices and improving uptake. Second, the act of registrars cooperate with the registries to develop long-term plans, develop new marketing plans from where others succeeded as a role model. Registrar should consider promotion domain names together with add-on products, lowering retail prices, testimonial registrar marketing schemes, and online marketing can improve this uptake. For content providers, we should make this all over system consistent. We have Arabic domain names and Arabic content. So we have to enhance local language content will benefit at least 50% of users who prefer to use their local language online. I think I have to add statistics here about how many numbers of Arabic tweets inside Twitter. This will give us an overview that how many users prefer to use Arabic language in all things inside the internet. So for developers, applications, whatever, web, desktop, mobile, should be fully compatible with IDEs. Develop libraries to support IDEs. New application plugins to support IDN for existing application. For example, if you have Microsoft Outlook 2010, so you have to switch to 2016 in order to support for IDN. You don't have to do that. There may be a plugin that should be installed inside the Outlook 2010 and to be compatible with IDN domain names or emails. For policymakers, policies and investment should focus on supporting e-commerce and the local language content. Policies making them more accessible and lowering fees, as well as make them more transparent and linear. For registrars, the last actor, registrars should offer IDN services for their customer if they promote IDN names, be a part of IDN long-term marketing plans with registries and registrars. So for our test cases for Arabic domain names, we should identify first the inputs and then the engine that to test and then the output of this test. The input of my test cases will be numbers. We have Arabic numbers, Arabic index numbers, extended Arabic index. We have also hyphen. We have letters. I think we should change this picture of letters. We should include Pashto letters like kaf and other letters. I will change it later. The items that should be tested, domain names, including domains with Unicode extension, we'll do that up to 3 levels. Unicode local part email addresses with H domain, for example, Unicode local part at Unicode domain part. IRI, Internationalized Resource Identifier, for example, Unicode domain followed by folder followed by page.extension. The backend text, we already generated more than 6,000 combination of patterns when we were in Istanbul last face-to-face meeting of Task Force for IDN, and we have unique cases around 177, and we shrink it with priorities, and we get only 27 patterns that should be tested, and the more relevant to be happened inside the reality. Actual tests, actual and expected results should be there for all test items. Different registration engine should be considered for testing domain registration. Samples for that. Testing guidelines will have yes keyword. This means the registrar accepts this pattern registration. No, the registrar doesn't accept this pattern registration. Not available, the registrar doesn't provide this pattern registration. We had some sample of our tests, and we use different registrars like 101 domain, Talalab Ghazala, TE Data, Itsala.emirate, for.emirate, Sigilla.mauk. The expected results, each registry has its own registration policy, and we have to consider the reachability issues for some character inside the Arabic script. For example, we have Mecca written in Arabic here in Egypt. When somebody from Pakistan wanted to access Mecca.Saudiya, he will write the letter Kaf in different with different Unicode. So if he writes that, he will not reach this website. So we have to consider this reachability issue inside the Arabic script. Okay, for browsers, different browser for different operating system should be considered for browser evaluation. This already here samples. The pattern for testing guidelines, the pattern there, RTL, blah, 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 and the samples we'll use, for example, ikhtibar.initariya.talk. We already have sample here. We add new column called dot direction. As we noticed that if you write Arabic domain name mixed with ASCII words, if you write this Arabic, if you write the first level of domain name, then followed by the dot when you are at RTL keyboard, it's different than write this domain name with left to right keyboard. So we already did this test two times when we have dot direction for RTL and the other direction right to left. The expected results will be browser should display the address correctly in the right RTL direction with order preserving whatever the following areas, keyboard context, RTL or LTR, to limit the difference between RTL and LTR dot direction, whatever the operating system or whatever browser tools use for search engine. Sorry. Different search engines should be considered for search engines evaluations. These are the samples and the guidelines. Expected result search engine should consider the following. Convert ACE as compatible encoding, XN-dash format to its Unicode format in search results. Unicode domain name or email address should be displayed correctly. For text editor, different text editor for different operating system and different version should be considered for text editor evaluation. The same here, we have new column called the direction for RTL context and LTR context. The expected result, user expect to have a correct display of IDN URL according to the guidelines above. Whatever which hosts operating system or text editor applications or keyboard context are used. For HTTPS certificates, different HTTPS issuer should be considered for HTTPS certificates for IDN names evaluation. There are the guidelines, and we use here Lexenkit, the free HTTPS certificates published online. The expected results from that, when user have to issue certificate for IDN Unicode use for an IDN Unicode, user expects the following results. Unicode letters from Arabic language script format of the domain name should be accepted and processed. ACE, XN-dash domain name format should be rejected and notify user to use a Unicode domain instead. As we have to be consistent, we have to use our local language, which here is Arabic. For social media, different social media providers should be considered for social media sign-up evaluations. There are the samples here, the expected result. User expects the following results. Unicode format for the email address should be accepted and processed. ACE XN-dash email format should be rejected and notify user to use Unicode email instead. The progress of task force for Arabic IDN. We are in the process of finalizing LGR2 work plan for version and Pashto. Also are in the process of outreaching to local experts of Swahili, more language, and other African language to finalize the LGR2 work by relevant language experts. Firebase is the second and the last version of use case report universal acceptance issues in Arabic script language to be presented to Universal Acceptance Steering Working Group of ICANN. Finally, well done is better than well said. Question, I think you have a lot of comments. I am here to ask any input.
Thank you very much, Abdul Ghanim, for your excellent presentation. So floor is open for question. Anyone have any question and suggestion, please go ahead. So actually, everyone has already responded to your presentation, so they have already suggestion for it. But I would recommend some of the issues, like in slide 4. If you go to slide 4, you state that Arabic is the fourth largest language. So Arabic, it is factual position, but we need to consider that we are using Arabic script. So it has more importance than the Arabic. On number 4,
okay.
Slide number 4. So if we consider that we are considering for on 4 before this slide. So number of speakers of Arabic script language like Persian, Urdu, Pashto, and Swahili, and so these are we have a huge number of language speakers who speak this Arabic script language. So it will give more impact than this figure of 6%, 32%. If you are using 32% and in your slide 4 you are representing that it is the fourth largest language and there are some other figures. So you need to just to explain that it has more effect than these figures because we don't have any particular figure for these languages. So you can just speak in your presentation, you can cover that it has more impact for that. And similarly in same remarks in slide 5 and 6 where we need to highlight that it is not only the Arabic, it is the Arabic script language which has more impact and which have more population to, which covers these languages. And then going to slide 8. Here some of the definitions cover Turkey as part of the Middle East. So we can even mention or cannot mention Turkey as separately because most of the definitions like Wikipedia covers Turkey as Turkey and Iran as part of Middle East, and Iranian people are more convinced that they are part of Middle East, so we cannot separately write. And then to slide number 10, 12 and similar slides, we can actually delete these slides because almost all of the group members are recommending to reduce the slides. So my request is to reduce these slides. Although it gives a good impression, but we don't have much time because I have seen in the ICANN meeting they will not allow you too much time to speak. So you have to be very, very, very brief. So you can skip the delete these slides. This is my recommendation. It's all up to you how you proceed, but it will be easier for you to manage during ICANN meetings. And then you can even mix the slides of instead of so many slides, you can even brief in one or two slides. So inside the business and this, you can delete actually actions to 20 slides, you can delete. So for the unit information, you can briefly describe that this is the recommendation or information from the unit. So you can cover in one or two slides instead of four or five slides. And then going to slide number 32. So in this zero six FN, so under the 6, it is Hamza. You need to check whether it is correct or not, because Hamza is not represented in any of the languages to represent numbers. So you need to recheck this. And then to final slide on the 47. 47. Second, third last. Here you have mentioned that we are working for, we are showing the TFA IDN progress, and we are working, we are talking about the work, what we are doing at the moment. So there is one line which should represent that we have already finished our SGR1 work, and most of the universal acceptance report you have already done for that, and then you can mention that Arabic, we have already finalized work for Arabic and Urdu languages for SGR2. These are my recommendations. If anyone have other recommendations, please go ahead. Nikal or Hazim? Okay, these are my recommendations, so you can implement during your presentation. So everyone actually is suggesting you to please be brief. They would not allow you so much time during the ICANN meetings. So you have to be well prepared for that.
Okay, Mr. Ahmed.
Okay, thank you very much. And then going
I suggest yes. To yes, instead of speaking,
yeah, please.
Yes, instead of having to speak fast, it's better to and speak slowly, and so that the content reaches the audiences.
Yeah, absolutely. So
yeah, could you
recommendations are to reduce it. Actually, he is suggesting to reduce the content and speak slow.
Okay.
Instead of having to speak fast, and then the audience will not catch up.
Okay, Mr. Khalil.
Thank you, Hazim. Any other comments? So please incorporate all these recommendations, and then we can now move to your report, which you have prepared with Ziad. And we need to finalize it today because it is lingering on since long, and Ziad has also deliberated with you. So please go for your report. Fahad, would you please upload this report from Abdulmuneen?
Yeah, Mr. Ahmed, I already said that the new topic, which is the new title, which is called expected results inside my presentation here, and add only some topic called future works to be inside the report, which is the just a second, please. Sorry. The new titles that I added inside the report, which are new, are the expected results, which I said a bit couple of minutes ago inside my presentation. This is expected results, and add another title called future work that I will say there, that there is and who is test results and email client results and email server results. That's the only the difference. So I don't think that we need to. Oh, sorry. Are you with me? Hello?
I'm listening.
Hello?
Yes, hello? We are listening. Abdulmuneen, please go ahead.
Okay, so I think it is useless now to review the report, as I stated that this new title is inside my presentation here. So I think we have to go to the other presentation of EL. Okay. Go ahead.
Which other presentation?
There is another presentation for email address internationalization, and there will be there a discussion about this EER, and I prepare myself for a presentation. Maybe they ask me to do this presentation, maybe not, but by the way, I will be contributing in the discussion there. So I already did this presentation and wanted to review it with you, with all of you. This is the version one. I think it is not complete as it is. So we have to review before we continue the work inside it.
So you have emailed to the group? You have emailed to the group?
Okay. Yes, I already emailed it.
Would you please upload? I think Fahad is not there. Hazan, please go ahead.
I was just going through the slides. The slides at the beginning. Are we talking about Arabic language or Arabic script? Because I think our group is mainly issues are with Arabic script.
Arabic script.
Are talking about language. The statistics are talking about languages, not scripts.
Yeah, actually, we don't have exactly, but we don't have any statistics for all the languages, Arabic script languages. So we don't have such a figure to represent, but he can just speak during his presentation.
Mr. Ahmed, I think that
statistics are about languages, not about scripts.
Yeah, actually, I agree. It is about languages. What is the purpose of showing this? To just to give the importance. So, how you can enhance the importance, showing that we are the fourth largest in these slides, or maybe we have 6%, but we have more impact by adding Arabic script languages. So just to enhance its importance.
Also, Mr. Ahmed,
when speaking, he has to be prepared to.
I can't hear you, Hazem.
Okay, go on.
Completely.
Can you hear me?
Other
questions? One minute, maybe I'll adjust the mic. Okay. I mean, he has to be prepared when speaking, that he's talking about Arabic script or Arabic language. If the statistics are talking about Arabic script or Arabic language, just to be prepared,
yes,
to answer any questions.
Yes, you are right. We will talk about Arabic script, and we'll change my presentation to not use Arabic as a word, as a language, what I will refer to Arabic script language, but all the statistics worldwide say that the Arabic, not say Pashto, Urdu, I think Pashto, Urdu among the Arabic script languages. So we may consider it Arabic as they used to use it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Moving forward to that report, actually, it has been circulated since long. So I think we need to finalize. If anyone has any objection, please communicate. Otherwise, we will send to the universal acceptance through Fahad. Okay. Adib, your hand is up. Okay.
Just forgot to. Okay.
No problem. Okay. And anyone have any further comments on the blog which we need to hand over to Fahad today or tomorrow? Most of us have already contributed. So if anyone has further comments, we can incorporate. Otherwise, we can finalize that. So, no objection. Abdul Munim, please go ahead with your presentation, the second presentation you were talking about.
Yeah, I can't upload this presentation. May Fahad help me or Maggie help me to upload this presentation?
I think Fahad has left. Magali, are you there? Magali?
Sorry, I was muted. Can you hear me?
Yes. Please upload the presentation of Abdul Munim. Abdul Munim, can you please send her?
Yeah,
because
okay.
She has to locate for that. Yeah, please.
Okay, doctor. Just a second, I will try to resend it again. Maggie?
Yes. Sorry, I was on here.
Could you check your email?
Yeah, sure. Can you send it again, please?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Did you receive it?
No, not yet. I'm waiting for it.
Maggie?
Yes.
You received it?
No, I did. I haven't received anything yet.
Okay.
I've just received it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Are you there? Hello?
Yes?
Yes, we are here. Please, go ahead.
Yeah, this is my presentation about email address internationalization. Sorry. The contents of my presentation will start with DNS system and IDN TLDs, followed by email system and IDN TLDs, straightforward system, I will set the main idea behind this keyword. Straightforward system, I will set that the perspective and the concept, maybe advantage and disadvantage. For the second topic, SMTP, UTF-8 propagation system, and set that the advantage and disadvantage, which is called pros and cons. And followed by email address internationalization in MENA region, and followed by question and answer. The main idea, I will start my presentation with DNS system. The user will try to ask a DNS what is the IP of NTRU.EG. The DNS will reply with IP, and the user, the network host, will ask the web server for the data of this website. For IDN domain names, this is for ASCII domain names. For IDN domain names, when the user write mitra.mas in Arabic or any IDN language, what is the IP of IDN? The DNS server will reply with the IP, and the user will ask the web server for the data. But before the user ask for mitra, it will be translated into xn-, blah, blah, blah. And the network system will ask the DNS server in xn-, not in Arabic, okay, or IDN. So this means inside this slide, this means the DNS system we didn't break the DNS system as a whole in order to make it compatible with Arabic domain names or with Arabic email addresses. So in this methodology, I will go to email system. For ASCII email system, the user wants to send an email to another receiver in the two address. He will ask the mail server to send this message. The mail server will ask the DNS what is the IP of the domain part of this email address. and then this mail message will be delivered to recipient mail server, and then the other client, the receiver, will ask the recipient email server to act to get this email and review it. So email system and IGN, this is a straightforward system. This one is a straightforward system for ASCII domain names. So for IGN domain names, I will change this to IGN domain to IGN email address. The straightforward system, the main idea behind straightforward system that the recipient mail server will store the local account in XN dash dash, not write Muhammad, not write Ahmed. So the Wing system can't read Muhammad in Arabic, in UTF-8. That is the problem. He can't read Muhammad in Arabic, but it can read it XN dash dash. So the straightforward system to make EAI system is to have local accounts of your mail server in XN dash dash and make plugin for your mail client to translate from XN dash dash to its UTF-8 compatible. Or if you have management system to manage your mail server, you should change from XN dash dash to its UTF-8 and make it compatible compatible with the current ASCII mail system, like what they did for DNS to be compatible with IDNs. Okay? There are advantage and disadvantage of the system. The main advantage of the system, the first advantage of the system, that the main advantage of the system that you will not change your old system, the infrastructure of your system, but you will only develop libraries and libraries to make your software compatible with IDNs, and they can change from XN dash dash to its compatible UTF-8 local part of the email address. I don't think this is disadvantage for this. The other system. Sorry, I just tired. The other system, I will change it here. This is the SMTP UTF-8 propagation system, which is USG is now working with, is to propagate this protocol, this keyword inside the header of email address in order to store the email account in its Unicode format. So if you are an administrator and want to see what is the emails inside this mailbox of Abdelmanam in Arabic, and you are using Terminal, can translate the name Abdelmanam into Arabic. Can't understand this. This is the disadvantage. And the disadvantage also for this system to propagate SMTP UTF-8, that you have to change your infrastructure in order to compatible with IDN email addresses. That is the main idea behind my presentation. I will add here email address internalization in MENA region, followed by question and answer. Sorry, I just somehow tired. Okay, that's all from me. Hello?
Thank you very much, Abdelmanam. Any comments? Abdelmanam, I have a comment that first of all, you need to put slide numbers. And then I have question that you are already working on the DNS of RapidScript dot, you are handling dot master. So how you are managing this DNS in like dot Muhammad or Ahmad, is it already resolving or we need to further work on it?
Sorry, Dr. Ahmed, I can't understand what you said, please.
Yeah, actually, you are already managing Arabic script domain names in the Dartmaster. So, how is there any domain name like Muhammad or Ahmed or like that, or we need to further work on it to resolve in the DNS?
Yes, we already have domain names like Ahmed.mas, Muhammad.mas, as we are in the land rush phase.
So it is, if you have a domain name like this, Muhammad and Ahmed, so these are being resolved already.
I can't get your question, Mr. Ahmed. Sorry.
Actually, in the DNS resolution, you mentioned that we need to work on Muhammad and Ahmed and same kind of words. So my question is that you are already handling all these in your domain name, whichever you have allocated in Dartmouth.
Oh, yes. I think we already have these domain names inside our registry, yes. Do you want to change these names to be, for example, nitaq.mas?
No, actually, I'm saying that if you have in your Dartmaster, then these are being resolved by DNS. Are they, you have faced any difficulty in these resolution of in DNS for these names? Abdul Munir?
Yes, I am here again.
Okay. Like if you have Abdul Munir dot Masr, so it is resolved by your DNS. Am I correct?
Yes.
So similarly, you have different domain names like Ahmed dot something and Muhammad dot something and dot Masr. So these are being resolved by your DNS correctly.
Yes.
Or you have faced any problem?
What is what?
Or you have faced any problem in DNS?
No, we don't have any problem for that. But there are some words like, for example, Mecca, Al-Azhar. That is restricted for registration for some specific entities or departments. For example, Al-Azhar.mas is restricted to Al-Azhar entity. Maybe there is another Musa, for Prophet Musa. This name is restricted, should be approved by registry admins before being registered and activated.
So this is basically the issue of the registry to allocate such domain name with less confusion or less compatibility with other domain names or names or cities or places.
Yes, doctor, we already have that. We have two lists. One for them, profanity list, restricted list, that is proceeding from Bergi registration, and the other list for waiting for approval list. This means if you want to register domain names inside the waiting for approval list, the administrator of the registry should approve that before being activated and may be rejected by the administrator.
Yeah, I got it. Actually, these were also recommendation from RAID to restrict these kind of stuff to avoid phishing and other attacks.
Okay, Mr. Ahmed.
Okay. Any other question, suggestion?
Sorry, I was tired in the second presentation. May I don't behave correctly for my presentation? Please accept my apology.
No. It was very good. So anyone have any other question? Hazim? Nikal?
No, thank you.
Thank you very much. So our time is already over.
No, thank you. I don't have anything.
Thank you. And thank you very much, Abdul Mateen, for your magnificent efforts and your continuous preparation for the presentation. And we will further discuss it. And we have already recommended you a recommendation. We hope you will prepare according to that. And our report submitted by you is already accepted by the group. And the group have also no objection on the blog, which we need to share with Fahad. So I will forward to Fahad and Don both of these reports. And in the next session, we will further discuss your presentation. And our recommendation is to please reduce the number of slides and the number of content so you can speak comfortably. So we will meet during next weekend meeting after 2 weeks. So goodbye to everyone. Thank you, Megali, for your support. Magali and Fahad,
thank you
for your support.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.